1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
We haven't had Larry Grover on the line for quite some time on our show. Larry is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, although I know that a lot of the work that Conservatives of Kern County has done is suspended a little bit. Larry, for the time being.
That is correct, Phil. We have, since the election of President Bush, we've pretty much put the agenda we had, which was to defeat Al Gore, on the back burner.
You have also issued a couple of, and I can hear a television in the background.
I'm at home right now. We'll try to get, I'm at home right now. My mother's watching some television, so I'm using the phone in the living room. And if you need for me to move to a quieter place, I'd certainly be happy to do that, Phil.
That's all right. I wanted to ask you about, you issued a press release today saying that the President Bush, who you support, should be very careful about some of the things that he is saying.
I think he should. I think the president, I'm a huge President George Bush supporter. I worked to get him elected. I don't want him to forget the home front. We know that President Bush has made some unfortunate comments in the past with regard to crusade. I think we all heard that.
That's correct.
When he said that this was a crusade, that made the Islams go. They went wild when they heard that. And, of course, they used it to great propaganda effect. He also has made some other comments about, I think, some flip comments about anthrax and the like. I do a lot of work, Phil, and I don't have a problem admitting that I do a lot of work for the Erectile Dysfunction Foundation. We raise money. And the president is running a risk here, I think, in alienating some 10 to 15 million American men who suffer from this because he has a problem with Bob Dole or whatever political problems he has.
All right, well, the president has been, you're talking about him alienating Americans, not Afghanis or Taliban or Al-Qaeda?
That's correct. The Al-Qaeda, those guys get angry at anything. I'm talking about alienating some 20 million American men, many of whom voted for him.
Well, what is he saying? Now, erectile dysfunction, forgive me, that's potency?
Yes, sir, that's exactly what it is. And
how is he alienating those guys?
Well, in the last week, I'm sitting and I'm listening to him using terms like, you know, standing firm, stiff punishment. We've got to, and with the regard to the anthrax scare, sterilizing the male. Now, these are
all terms that are military and tactical. You know, you see what I'm saying? And if he's making a mistake,
I don't think he's making a mistake. If you know that President Bush has had a long-standing feud with Bob Dole because of Dole's lukewarm support of President Bush's father, George number 41, he knows what he's doing, and he's a good man. But I think this is a wrong time to be trying to clown. And he's clowning around at the expense of some 30 million American men who suffer from erectile dysfunction.
So I'm clear. President Bush, who gives the odd briefing now and again, and also his advisors.
Well, Ari Fleischer and Powell, all of these guys are in on the gag. And I think at this time, with our country in such a very delicate situation, in such a tenuous defensive posture, I think to carry on some long-standing feud that he's got with Dole and get a few jokes off, I think it is very wrong. And there's so many of us. I will tell you, Phil, I sat and listened.
I want to be clear before you go on.
Certainly.
Ari Fleischer, Colin Powell, all these guys are in on some joke?
I think what they're doing is they're passing along the president's. He's sticking it to those of us who've been working against erectile dysfunction. It can strike any man.
So the president comes on and says that he wants us to launch missiles. That's him screwing with guys who have potency problems. Excuse me, but...
Well, you sit and laugh, and I suppose people would think it's funny. Impotency is not funny. It cost me my marriage.
I'm very sorry.
All right, so just so we're clear.
I understand that.
Impotency is not funny. And launching missiles, when he uses phrases like, he knows every American man with ED knows that those are intended to hurt and demean those of us who have, you know, putting up a tent or whatever, you know.
Why? So you're saying he's doing this because of Dole?
He's got a problem with Dole. Now, if you have some kind of ED and...
What? I don't understand the Dole connection.
Because he's done commercials.
Oh, okay. My producer, Mike Schaefer, is telling me Bob Dole has done Viagra commercials. Okay.
That is correct. And if you have some kind of ED, you can't have a family. And, you know, his whole ED is the family values. So I say tonight, and I want to say this to the president, please stop it. It hurts. It cuts me like a knife. When all I ever wanted was for you to succeed, I want our country to succeed. I want to get the ability to have an erection back, obviously. But I put it all in that order. I think the president, the country, and whatever erectile dysfunction problems I've got, you know, I certainly, that goes third on the list.
But well, what the phrases you mentioned, missile strike, you mentioned stiff punishment.
He has used terms like stand firm, and he's getting his jollies. And all I'm saying is there's a lot of Republicans that are having a hard time, pulling it. So I would.
Okay, as long as we're talking about something that's pretty delicate here, you have to not use phrases like pulling it or.
I apologize. But there's a lot of Republicans, anywhere from 50 to 60 million American men who suffer from potency problems, and you have the president on a press conference saying things like, when they put the mail through the post office, we need to squeeze all packages. Now he's getting his jollies. He thinks it's really funny. He'll turn and look at Ari Fleischer and wink, and you can see him stickering on camera after using the phrase, "We're in this for the long haul." That's another one that he thinks is really funny.
I'm having a hard time believing that the president, in the middle of, just as you said, a very difficult time for our country, is getting off a couple of cuties concerning. I mean.
Again, Phil, it cost me my marriage. It costs a lot of men their happiness.
I'm sorry. I'm not mocking. I hope you know that.
Well, please be careful with how you put things, because. And I'll have to tell my mother to turn the TV down. Mom, could you turn it down? With those of us who have ED.
Let me give our phone number out here. We're talking with Larry Grover about erectile dysfunction and what he believes is the president in bad taste making jokes about guys with ED by using phrases in his press conferences like squeeze all packages, stiff punishment, missile launch.
The missile launch, thank God, we launched missiles. Missile launch. This is very clear, coded language, meaning. Aren't you guys a riot?
Can't get an erection.
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Look, the president, I know you say, misspoke when he used the phrase crusade. And
well, that's an example. He says missile launch, and you're and there's guys out there who haven't launched a missile, and I'm trying to be lighthearted about this, but it's painful.
You have potency problems.
I do, yes, sir.
Do you use Viagra?
I use Viagra. It doesn't seem to do any good for me. And there's a lot of guys where it doesn't work. And some guys it does sporadically, intermittently. I had a prescription. I don't know where it is now. But what in my life, you know, I sit here night after night with my mother's. You can hear the television set in the background. So, in other words, I got no dates. My mother's watching TV. I've got a Cosmopolitan in the back. Trying to spring a tent, and here he is on television screwing with our minds. There was a big missile strike. And
what is it with you and the Cosmo bra ads? Why don't you take some money, go down to the corner, and get some decent porn?
I am a Christian, all right, and I do not believe in that kind of thing. I'm trying to, and they cost upwards of $7, a hustler, a high society.
All right, Larry Grover is on the line with us. I the president has misspoke, but I doubt. All right, but I really got to doubt seriously that he would do this to men who have the problem that you're saying. Here is Brenda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
yes, ma'am.
Are you?
Fine.
Great. I'm sorry if you can't hear me too well. I don't want my phone to cut out, but I just can't believe how ludicrous this conversation is. These are terms that are needing to be used.
Ma'am, first of all, I have suffered, literally up to 70 million American men suffer from erectile dysfunction at any given time.
Sir, you don't need to tell me. I have a degree that I know how many people
suffer from
erectile dysfunction.
That
I totally understand.
You know, Bob Dole has done the commercials for Viagra, and he and President Bush have had this falling out.
Absolutely.
Why does the president insist on using terms like stiff competition, and it's let's go into the tunnels, that's another one, we're going into caves.
To go into the tunnels. There are caves. There are tunnels that go into the caves. What do you want him to say? Let's go into the hole,
then
you're going to have some crazy lunatic woman say something about him saying, let's go into the hole. That's just total.
You know that. You know that. What you're doing is you are painting me as some kind of a crazy person. What I'm trying to say is
I'm not painting you as a crazy person, but you know that's just total ludicracy.
What is it about the cave? I don't understand.
Come out and say things like that.
I got to ask you a question. What do you mean about the caves? That's sexual in nature?
Absolutely sexual in nature. He's talking about a missile strike. We got to go into the hole to get him. All of this is designed to demean the 100 million American men who have erectile dysfunction at any given time.
So can I? Let me ask you a question.
So the president? No, I got
to.
No, hold on, hold on.
The holes or the go into the caves.
The president is on TV trying to mess with people.
I can't hear the two of you talking over each other.
I wanted to know what.
I didn't hear you. Both of you are talking at the same time.
If he,
I said that if the president wants to go into a cave. I'm sorry, Brenda. You go ahead.
They're going to go into the cave,
right,
to
that's
go and get
sexual...
the sky. Is that supposed to mean some kind of sexual innuendo to women that have problems with lubrication?
I would tell you this much, that it is a sexual in nature, and I'm asking the president in all decency to stop it and stop it now.
Okay, so what is it? Okay, let me ask you a question.
Hey, guess what last night? We launched another missile. We launched another missile. Ha ha. And he looks over at Powell and winks. This is the
I've never seen the president look at Powell and wink.
And
not on camera.
All right. I don't know whether he does it on camera, but I know the two of them are getting their jollies.
At the expense of the 100 million American men that you said have erectile dysfunction.
That is correct. And I am imploring the president, and I supported him, to quit getting your jollies by making cracks about squeezing the package. And I gotta lay some pipe in a tunnel.
Well, all right, Brenda, thank you for your call. I haven't heard him talking about laying pipe in a tunnel.
In terms of the pipeline. Mom, turn it
down. Is that your mother watching TV?
No.
Mom, turn.
Yeah, have her turn the TV down, if you wouldn't mind. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Larry Grover. That's a busy house he lives in over there. Larry Grover is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, concerned that President Bush, in the middle of all of this, that this country is going through, is making a couple of side wisecracks about men with impotency problems by saying standing firm too much in press conferences. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay.
Okay, we're back, Larry.
All right, Phil.
And I know that your mom's watching TV, if she can get to turn the TV down. We're with Larry Grover. He's talking about the fact that he believes President Bush is making comments about standing firm and squeezing the mail and missile launches because he's making fun of men who are impotent. And you're a Bush supporter.
I love the president. I support everything. I think this president has come into his own. And I want him to know, why would you hurt me? I support you and believe in you. And if he said standing firm once, he has said it 100 times, and every time he says it, it's like he's sticking a knife into my gut. It's almost as if he's doing to me what Lorena Bobbitt did to the, you know, he's cutting it off. And to me, that's patently unfair.
All right, let me go over to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I don't mean to say that I'm, you know, only sorry about Larry's physical limitations, but I feel that he has...
Michelle, would you hold on? Larry, she has to turn the...
Mom, you've got
to
turn the TV down.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, I just want to say I'm awfully sorry about your physical limitations that you're having at the moment, but I think you have some major sexual hang-ups, because I cannot believe that you think that the president at this point in time, who is fighting a war, has any... sexual connotations in his speeches. I mean,
why is he always with the standing firm, rock hard resolve?
Because
what's that
about? The problem that you're having is not his problem. He is fighting a war.
Yeah, but don't you think he should be sensitive to the feelings of 150 million American men who
can't
even get
it? I'm absolutely sensitive to that, but I think that that's not even crossing his mind at the moment. I don't believe that he's even.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard for me to imagine, Larry, that it.
Well, Phil, I'm the guy that can't get a rod on, okay?
Would you please watch your language and the way you put this, all right?
I'm sorry, but I'm the guy that, you know, I lost my family. My wife finally just...
Well, I know you had some hang-ups mentally. I don't think you even have a physical problem. I think you got a psychological... Just Michelle is nailing it here.
Hey, look at that. You just said nailing it. You see what I'm saying, Michelle?
Yeah, but you can't look into whatever... You're hanging on to every word that somebody says, and you're looking at it in a sexual manner. I mean, that's...
All right, let me ask you something. When you hear someone say that he's shooting missiles into caves, which
you
is what the
I believe in that. You know, some people that are standing up front that are risking their lives to shoot missiles. I see nothing sexual about that.
You just did it. You did it again. And I am asking you, and I will ask you as a gentleman, are you doing it on purpose?
No, she's not.
What would you say to the... What is he doing then? If he's fighting a war, what is he doing?
He can say we're fighting a war. Does he have to say, yeah, we shot a missile right up into the cave?
Because you know what? The American people want to know what's happening at war. And
well, I think the American people are salacious. I think that they are disgusting. I think that...
Wait a second. What is disgusting about the American people?
They want to know how long and big the missiles are. And how far up into the cave they can get.
You know, I honestly think you'll be a lot happier if you go for some sexual counseling.
That's
and you probably
right.
won't have the problem of sexual dysfunction. Because
okay.
I think it's
so
the problems
words,
in your head.
When Bush says the troops are in forward motion, I'm supposed to just sit there and go, oh, okay, great.
The troops are what?
When Bush says the and his name alone disturbs me. But it,
look, the lady just said it. Michelle said it. Wouldn't you be better off if you went and got some counseling as to this problem?
I don't need... Oh, so you think I'm nuts, huh? Is that it?
No, not nuts. You don't have to be nuts to go for counseling. You just need some help. Maybe your wife did something that she... I don't know.
My wife did a lot of things.
And I think that's where your problem lies.
From making fun of the size of my member to... Oh, she used to... Every time I took my clothes off, she laughed.
Well, that'll
okay,
do
well,
it.
You know what? Your wife made you have this problem. I think you should just get some help and you'll be fine. You're not going to be part of the
look at, I mean,
1
Bush
million males. You'll be fine.
Well, it's 100 million American men.
Look, at Bush could stop tomorrow saying shooting missiles up into caves and you still would have a problem.
Bull crap.
Well, all right, Michelle, thanks for your call. 1-800.
I hear people referring, Phil, to the beards that the Taliban wear. And you know as well as I do, the beard is a slang word for a private area of a lady. The lady's private area.
The lady's private area. You know what, man? It's like I'm sitting around a campfire at the Boy Scout Jamboree with you.
Well, it's the down in the area.
Let me go over to Jay. Jay, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Jay?
Yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I just want to know, I'm listening to Michelle and him and everything. When he heard that the World Trade Center went down...
I'm on the phone, Mother.
All right, I want to watch television.
We got to turn that TV down. Go ahead, Jay.
Did he think about collapsing then? When the World Trade Towers went down?
I thought that was insulting, yes.
When the World Trade Towers went down?
I thought that it was insulting. First of all, it was insulting when they put those up. All right? Hello?
What an idiot.
I'm an idiot. Why? You know, you're the kind of emasculating, deep-balling female that causes about 150 million American men not to be able to spook it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're the kind. I can hear it in your voice. You're one of these hard-ass women.
You know what I think? I think you have nothing better to do with your life. And I think you're so...
You know what I think?
So
I think
unimpressed
it was,
with life as it is.
You're right, I am unimpressed.
I don't think
it.
You have children. I don't think you've ever loved anybody. I don't
I felt
think any of that.
Deeply in love
because
with a woman.
If you had, then you wouldn't be talking about this junk on the radio.
Oh.
That it bothers you so,
so
bad.
So don't tell the 200 million American men that suffer from it then. Tell them that it's a bunch of bunk.
Oh, but they turn it on to the TV and President Bush talking about them personally?
Yes. He's
how real is that? Is that reality?
When they built the World Trade Center, two big, long, stiff things sticking
reality,
up. Was the World Trade Center reality?
Yeah. What's reality?
Two big, stiff things sticking up in the air. That was a slap to my... There are ships in the area, and Bush... Okay, so we've got the Navy out there. How come he has to talk about seamen in the area? Oh, we got a lot of seamen out there. Got a lot of seamen. He's always talking about that and the standing firm and the rock-hard missiles. I need therapy. You need a guy that can knock you down a peg.
Therapy.
Missy.
Semen.
Therapy.
All over the place. Therapy for you. Therapy for you. Therapy. You want to go out?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, and I do all the voices of the characters on this show, and the callers think they're talking to real people, and that's how that works. People say, why do you tell everybody that, Phil? Because we want to take a little bit of credit for this thing. I'm not going to work my ass off day in and day out and not have somebody say, boy, that's a pretty funny voice you just did. That was a pretty good bit. Who's the actor you work with? I don't work with any actors. Just me doing a funny voice, and then people call in and think that it's a real guy. And that done for the greater entertainment of our wide and ever-widening listening audience. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'd like to take just a minute to tell you about our website, philhendryshow.com. And our website is a subscription site, which means if you want to get 30 days of archived audio, if you want to get to listen to our show live, listen to the live streaming, or listen to today's show anytime, day or night, if you can't listen to the show when it's on in your town and you want to listen at 3 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever, you can go to our website and listen. You can listen to any show from the last 30 days. You can listen to a variety of archived bits and flashbacks. You can listen to featured audio. Also, we have plans in the works to set up every now and again a Phil cam so that you can actually watch us perform our show, as many people will see us do Friday night at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills. And for those of you who wanted tickets to see that show, we're sorry that we're going to have to turn away a lot of people because there's only about 200 seats in the place where we're going to be doing the show. But we did get a big response, and we appreciate that. If you'd like to see us, though, do the show, and you can't make it to the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills, coming soon on the Phil Hendry website will be a every so often Phil cam so you can watch us actually perform the show. And you ain't seen a radio show done yet until you've seen the way this one's done. That's guaranteed. So by going to our website and becoming a member of the Phil Hendry website, getting a backstage pass as a subscriber, you get all of that for $6.95 a month. That's it, $6.95 a month. And you get all of the archived audio, all of the bits, special scrapbooks. We're going to be posting photographs from my early days in the radio business. I mean, this is like weird stuff when I had hair, man. It's scary to see some of these pictures again. Glamour shots of me. I mean, shots of me where I look like I'm standing there sort of with the wistful look and kind of the eye makeup and the tie going, I know I'm different. Do you want lunch? You know, yeah. Just a towel coming out of the shower and going, oh, hi. So days when men just told me they'd pay me money for things. Anyway, and listen to these great flashbacks. And this is just a few of the many that we have. We have Bob Swain the next day when a caller to the Bob and Tom show had, was it Bob and Tom? Who was it? No, it wasn't. It was Mike and Biff. Don and Mike. Some cat had Don and Mike believing that Bob Swain was real. You know, these guys that do these two-man shows are going to have to come up with, why don't they call it, Friends? Why don't they give it a name of a TV show? There's Bob and Tom, Don and Mike, John and Ken, Jeff and Jer, John and Jeff, Mark and Brian, Tim and Neil, Kevin and Bean, Bowie and Bobo, Jamie and Danny, Timmy and Tukey, Tommy and Taco, the Taco Boys. Who were the cats up at Power? What were they called? Remember the Baker Boys? And this and that. And 18,000 guys in the studio. Because there's not just two of them. There's 85 million. And here's Eddie the Traffic Guy. Biffy the Wonder Dog. Billy the Newsman. Joey the Man with the Large Penis. Eddie the... Then we also have other bits in here like Hungry Like the Coyote, which is Warren Benman's pet sanctuary, is doing the good work of rescuing stray cats and dogs and stabilizing the coyote population. You want to hear that. Phil Handler's creepy guests. Phil's interrupted in a discussion of his wife's radio show by a caller who doesn't know who she's talking to. No matter what, talk about passive listeners. There's the eulogy for Bob Swain. Austin Amarca, did Arian bigot Austin Amarca lose a Scrabble tournament to an African-American because of a Jewish-controlled media or because he's a blithering idiot? Includes a... That's a good one, man. Includes a commercial message from Family Affairs Sebastian Cabot. Whatever. Bud Dickman, in a rare turn of events, a caller starts chewing Bud's Dickman's ass. He is, after all, voicing his deep devotion to Dr. Laura. And many, many more. All available on the Phil Hendry Show website. Not only that, we're not just going to give you audio. We've got games that you can play, including the world-famous Hendroids. This is a version of Asteroids, only instead of the asteroids flying through space, it's my head. There's the Hendry Trivia. There's True Talent or Sack of Crap, and other delightful games that you and yours can enjoy for hours on end. Yes, it's all part of the PhilHendryShow.com website. Get your backstage pass. Go to our website, PhilHendryShow.com, and Jim, you're in. It's just like that. Okay, our number is 1-800. By the way, on the website today, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. And on our website today, it's the Phil Hendry Polls America poll. And the question is, when do you expect to see Bin Laden on a slab or in handcuffs? Within the next 30 days? Within the next 3 months? Within the next 6 months? Within a year? Or I don't think our guys will find him. Now, those were the questions that I posed to the pollsters today. And you can go to PhilHendryShow.com and vote yourself. And here are the responses. Leading the way with 26%, people believe that Bin Laden will be on a slab or in handcuffs within a year. But this is a fairly tight poll. At 24% in second place, people believe that we will see Bin Laden on a slab or in handcuffs within the next 3 months. Then in third place is, I don't think our guys will find him, at 21%. Within the next 6 months, in fourth place at 18%, and within the next 30 days, few people think we're going to get our hands on this guy, and that's 11%. And I'm one of them, and I'm not because I don't have faith. And by the way, there was a wonderful appearance of one of the Army Rangers who was involved in the Mogadishu firefight this morning on CNN. Now, Mogadishu, Somalia, was where our Army Rangers were last engaged in an extraction, what they call an extraction. They flew in a variety of choppers and Blackhawks, and they were to go in and kidnap a Somalian warlord and his top lieutenants. They got the guys they wanted to get, except for the warlord. He wasn't there. But they became encircled by enraged Somalis and militiamen with rifles. And here is the thing that I was saying to you yesterday about a civilized man trying to fight a civilized war against uncivilized human beings. These Somalis were running down the street toward the Rangers and the Delta operators, and in the midst of them were women and kids and cripples, and they were all kind of running with them. And these guys were faced with a decision: do we fire on this crowd of people? Only an American soldier, or just only a civilized human being, would ask himself a question like that. What do I do? I've got women and children mixed in with these militiamen with guns. What do I do? What's the process? Only a human being from a civilized society asks a question like that. The Taliban doesn't ask questions like that. Al-Qaeda doesn't ask questions like that. The Iraqis, they don't ask questions like that. The Syrians don't. For all I know, the Saudis don't. Only civilized people ask a question like that. Now, this guy was interviewed. He was a sergeant. It was really interesting because he said, can I make something clear here before we go further? Because the interviewer was saying, we know you guys were pinned down. He said, we were never pinned down. We could have gotten out of there any time we wanted. There were 100 Rangers versus 1,000 Somalis with guns. Keep this in mind. And he said, we weren't pinned down. We could have gotten out of there any time we wanted. We were trying to get the body of the pilot of one of the downed Blackhawks. We were trying to get to him. The next morning, we fought our way out. Now, something like 18 guys died, I believe. He said, the next morning, we fought our way out, but you have to understand, there wasn't a fighting force on Earth that was going to get us out of there until we were ready to leave. And the next morning, we decided to leave. That's a Ranger talking. Those are the guys that went in last weekend. And all that's all the good news. Those are the guys that we got on the ground, and those are the guys that are... And I'm interested in this stuff. That's why I talk to you about it. The bad news is that we're fighting a war in a landlocked country, and most recently a couple of our choppers trying to retrieve a downed Blackhawk from the operation last weekend, they were fired upon. There was small arms fire from inside Pakistan. And that sucks, because that means the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan is not secure, and we've got to have Pakistan be able to launch these raids. The next little piece of news that I'm sure is just going to warm your heart is that, according to CNN, another case of cutaneous anthrax has been confirmed at the New York Post. This is a second case of skin anthrax. Now, before everybody gets nuts, because you all love to do that, I know, every time somebody says anthrax, that brings to a whopping 8 or 9, I think, confirmed cases of infectious anthrax. There have been, I think, 44 people exposed, but I think they've only had like 8 or 9 people, and I'll double-check the number, 8 or 9 people who've actually gotten it. But that's the latest that we got from CNN, another confirmed case of anthrax at the New York Post. So don't we have some fun? 1-800-449-8686. Hey, look, nobody said it was going to be easy. Nobody said it was going to be short. Nobody said it was anything other than what it is, a war. And as the president said this morning, I heard him say it, we are still under attack. And I'm going to say this, and I don't care if it is redundant or repetitive. I'm going to say it every single solitary day that I'm on the air between now and whenever this thing gets wrapped up. If you guys retreat to your little houses and hug your pillows, you are, Bin Laden is having a big laugh, man. He's loving it. He's having a big laugh right now. And if you hide out and you don't do what you ordinarily do, the cat's having himself a good time because he's doing what he wanted to do, he's doing. You heard what the man said. Was it 3 weeks ago? He says, I've defined this war. I've got the Americans doing what I want them to do. This is a war between Islam and the Western world. Americans are living in fear. Hey, babe, I'm living large. I'm winning. What's bad? What could be bad? I'm hiding out in Afghanistan. They won't find me in a month of Sundays. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. They're trying to hold together a cola. The guy is having himself a blast. So the only way that you can keep this guy from getting any more forward momentum is to be intelligent and be clear. And that's what defeats fear, intelligence and clarity. And the clarity I just gave you, you've got about 9 confirmed cases of this disease, infectious. In other words, people being infected by this disease, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40-plus who have been exposed. And on top of all of that, of course, I may jinx it by opening my big mouth. This is all stuff that was sent through the mail in a contained period of time. So in other words, there is nothing that I have not heard anything said or reported that the anthrax mail just keeps on being delivered. These were a set number of envelopes, a set number of pieces of mail that went through a set number of places. But you wouldn't know it if you're watching Paula Zahn this morning. She came on the tube in all of her deer caught in the headlights glory, and she was another case, you know, the way they say it. Good morning, this is CNN, and yet another case of anthrax is, you know, like they're warming up, man. They're going to deliver that one from center field. Just yet another bunch of bullcrap we got to lay on you. And then she said something I thought was kind of interesting. But hey, if you're a reporter, I guess you just report any bullcrap they feed you. Ain't that it? And I don't know whether she writes her own news or not. Unless you think I'm being sexist, Aaron Brown, he's number 2 on my list of reporters who look like they're going to crap themselves any minute now. By the way, Paula won that poll when we had it early in the week. Now, what was the one that I heard? Oh, this is what she said. 2 people are being treated for suspected anthrax. What the hell is suspected anthrax? You got anthrax? No, I got suspected anthrax. Well, that's a new one now, isn't it? Yes, that's where there's anthrax. Then there's suspected anthrax, and I'm being treated for suspect. Are you being treated for anthrax? No, not yet. Just suspected anthrax. Oh, so in other words, it could be a cold. Gee, I didn't think about that. So you're depleting the supply of Cipro because you're suspected of having anthrax, even though we haven't even really tested you to find out if you have the anthrax. And on and on and on and on and on and on it goes. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Anyway, I was just telling about the cutaneous anthrax at the New York Post, the second confirmed case. Apparently, sources say it came from the same letter that infected Post editorial assistant Joanna Hewden. So you remember the lady who got the cutaneous anthrax at the Post. And in fact, they had a picture of her on the front page of the Post flipping the middle finger, which is where I think she got it. So this comes from the same letter, postmarked September the 18th at Trenton, New Jersey. Oh, I know that. I was listening to Paul Azan this morning. And if you are a bulk mail customer, you should get. And then she has a postal worker on. She says, "How are you?" He goes, "I'm fine. How are you?" She goes, "Well, I'm fine, but I haven't been opening any mail lately." Hey, Paula, just be happy there was a bidding war for you between Fox and CNN, okay? Because those glory days, they come and go. Glory days, they'll pass you by in the wink of a young girl's eye. Or a slightly middle-aged girl's eye, in your case. Just kidding. You're great. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I want to just share a little thing with you, and then we'll take a phone call from one of our brilliant callers. I'm joking around, you guys. You know I most of the time like your calls. My kids said to me this morning, they said to Maria, actually, "Are you and Philip flying to New York?" And she said, "Yeah." And they said, "What if the plane gets hijacked?" And she goes, "Well, you guys are going to be taken care of, you know?" And I said to them, "Guys, do you know what a bad idea it is right now for somebody to try to hijack a plane in this country?" "Well, what are you talking about?" I'm just telling you. Anybody trying to hijack a plane now in the United States is going to be handed their ass. Now, I ain't saying that the plane is not going to crash, but whatever it is they got in mind, it ain't going to happen. It's a very, very dangerous thing for a hijacker to try to hijack a plane in the air over the United States these days. It's a very dangerous time for plane hijackers. Because even if you get all the way through the security, even if you somehow miraculously are able to get your ass on the plane, once you stand up and claim that you're going to hijack the plane, dude, I don't want to be you, man. I'm serious. We're right up to here with it, baby. One more thing on a capper on a bad day, brother, and they're going to be handing you your ass. And ain't that the truth? Okay, let me go over to Rob on the Phil Henry Show. Rob?
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Phil, where's your radio station located at?
Okay, did you have another comment you wanted to make?
Yeah, I did. But
what
I'm
is
just
that?
Kind of curious, what, you know, what state you guys come from?
Utah.
You are in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, I'm real happy to talk to you because, you know, I guess you're always pushing the issue on this still, and, you know, I think it's good, you know, that we keep this alive because a lot of people are going to, I think, let it fade out and go about their business again and forget about what happened, you know, like usually always happens. And one of the other comments was...
What was that other comment?
I think we should continue the campaign. You know,
what campaign? The Bush presidential campaign?
No, the bombing campaign of Afghanistan.
Oh, the bombing of Afghanistan.
You know, not quite of Afghanistan, but the bombing of the, you know, the terrorism bases.
We should continue it?
Towards their holy time there.
The Ramadan?
Correct. Yeah, I really think that needs to continue on. One of the things I think Bush should do is, maybe get some of these leaders of the Middle Eastern countries there all together and decide whether they want to, follow us through this. And if they don't want to follow us through this, that's fine. You know, but they need
all to... All right, well, that nice try. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.